belly dancers for a classy and memorable way to welcome 2020. Make reservations right now for New Year's Eve. Surf and Sirloin, they still have openings. 822-3637. Download the app Open Table or at surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Franco Pinion.
So you're getting ready to go out and you grab your favorite jeans from the dryer. You reach in your pocket and bam, you find a crisp $100 bill. That's what a haircut feels like at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Company. It's wicked awesome.
It's time for your winter garage door maintenance with Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Their 26-point operation and safety inspection is only $89.95. One price for up to three garage doors and openers. This month, $10 from every maintenance goes to St. Baldrick's Foundation to help conquer childhood cancer. Join Overhead Door Company in the fight. Schedule your winter maintenance at overheaddoorstlouis.com or call 314-781-5200. Overhead Door, trusted in St. Louis since 1926.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
It's holiday party season, St. Louis. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for a party tray or a sweet dessert from the best bakery in town. Maybe even your entire holiday meal. All because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to a friend's party, make sure you're all set for the holidays. Go to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points.
Looking to make your business stand out? Get involved in the conversation and advertise your business on 590 The Fan. Our listeners are actively engaged, talking about the hot topics of the day, and your business can be heard when customers are at the closest point to making a buying decision. Advertise in an environment that stirs emotion and creates demand. Call 314-873-1252, 314-873-1252, and find your new customers today on 590 The Fan.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
It's time for your winter garage door maintenance with Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Their 26-point operation and safety inspection is only $89.95. One price for up to three garage doors and openers. This month, $10 from every maintenance goes to St. Baldrick's Foundation to help conquer childhood cancer. Join Overhead Door Company in the fight. Schedule your winter maintenance at overheaddoorstlouis.com or call 314-781-5200. Overhead Door, trusted in St. Louis since 1926.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Bring us into the new year, Kate. Patriotism. Belt it out. the note, 13-second note. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. You can do it. You got the long. You can do it. Hold it. She holds it every day she sings it on this show. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
Diarrhea.
Oh.
We're about to get
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The joke will be brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Welcome aboard, everybody. Happy New Year. Bill Clevelin, I said that to him because you can't say that you can't say that till midnight tonight. Really? Happy New Year. Everybody but Bill. I'll call you, Bill, tonight at midnight. And I wish you happy birthday. Brought to you by Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Well, whatever. Yeah. No, I'm going to call you and say happy birthday. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
It's a friend of mine's birthday today, David Whistler. It's his birthday.
It's a good story. Thank you.
Hey!
All right. Let's go around the room and see who's here. Oh, I see our control board operator is here. Been off for a week, should be rested, refreshed, not make any mistakes. Hasn't so far that I can tell anyway. 19 years he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of those he was in the place where his daddy still lives today, Birmingham, England. Yes, it's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Limestone, say hello to everyone.
I would like to say hello to everyone and everybody in England celebrating 2020 in 43 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
43 minutes, it'll be midnight. Yeah. Happy New Year, Dave. Grandpa Dave. Theo's grandpa. Happy New Year.
There you go.
Yeah, he's probably listening.
Did
live.
You say happy birthday to him, too?
I said happy New Year. I said happy New Year.
He said happy
almost
New Year.
Did. I almost did. I'm losing it. Okay? I'm losing it. If you think it's funny, you'll see.
It's been a stressful year.
You'll lose. It has. Thank you. It has been stressful. And this next one looks like it's going to be even more stressful. Just tell you. Just be prepared. Things are going to go south. Maybe. Or the other direction, because we're on the verge of potentially some really good news for this place. That's all I can say. I'll know more when I know more. Let's continue around the room and check in with the guy who we're glad stayed
Did
in
you
town.
Say for check
the,
in?
I said check in. Oh. Now you're picking. You're oh. looking and you're hearing things you're not hearing. See? I'm glad he's with us on this New Year's Eve, even though he doesn't want anybody saying Happy New Year to him. He didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or...
Happy birthday,
Bill. He doesn't like that. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Bill.
I also see that Dan Strout... See, I'm glad we can remember how to do this. It's been a week. We haven't been here for a week. I'm glad to see Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Happy New
and
Year.
Happy New Year to everyone. And you know what? This year coming up, 2020, is the year of Brenton Vision.
You know what? It's the perfect year for Brenton Vision.
Yeah.
2020. Well, we hope in the coming year this guy doesn't decide to go back to work at Denny's or Wendy's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or Cut Meat or be an arcade token distributor at a mall or an investigative reporter for a crime magazine or a knife salesman door-to-door or roller rink DJ. He's done those already. He's had those jobs. He needs to settle down and just stay with being our head of research for the show, our digital clock resetter. Let me check and see how he's done on that. It's 519, 41, 42, 519, 43, 44. Let me take a look at the Naval Observatory official clock. Yes, 519, 50. 51. He's doing his job. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. I would imagine for the rest of this year, which is only a few hours, and all of 2020, he will still be a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. They always have 700 or more new cars on the lot at any one given time. And they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their bank says
what
yes.
Do they have, like three or 400 cars?
700 new cars on the lot.
Woo!
New cars on the lot. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And a big happy birthday and happy new year to Bill Cleveland.
When is your birthday?
February 5th.
Oh, I missed.
Okay. Well, we know if you hate being said Happy New Year to before it. At midnight, how much you must hate being told Happy Birthday 2 months ahead. So we'll do that too. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe, I want to thank you on behalf of all of us for keeping us safe and protected this last year. Not a scratch on us. No angry listeners who hate us were able to get to us. That's because of Hebe Jimenez and his security team. Thank you, Hebe. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy was out earlier when Tim mentioned that sitting in his refrigerator, waiting for him to test it to see if he enjoys it as much as I do, is a block of Fontina. That's right, Rat Boy. He'll be reporting to you on that soon. How about giving it up? I don't know what other people do New Year's Eve. My wife and I tonight, we're going to watch The Dolomite Is My Name, and we're going to put on about 4 hours of polka music, as recorded by this guy right here, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take us right up to midnight.
I guess that Molly B was playing, I had 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I could watch her for a lot more than 4 hours. She's pretty
happy
cute.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you.
We're brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. 14 or 15 years ago, got to be getting close to 15 years ago, he became part of the show and a big part of the show. And it was one of the great things that happened to the show. I hope he's not listening, because if he hears that, they'll want 28 minutes instead of 26 minutes. It is a terrific dealership, and what that means is not that they have a lot of cars. There are other dealerships that have a lot of cars. It's not just about being competitive with price. To be fair, there are some other very competitive dealers who can come very close to matching the price. It's about being able to have a dealership. It's very similar in a way to Ballast Dental Care, because when I say there are people who can't understand when I say I enjoy and look forward to going to the dentist, they can't even believe that could be true. There are people, and I've met many of them in my life, who absolutely hate the thought of going car shopping. To those people, and if you're one of them, there's no way you could have ever shopped at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. No way. So whether you buy a car every year, or two, or three, or 10, or 15, I'm inviting you, starting, well, with what's left of this year, and not much, half an hour or so at the dealership, or you go into the new year, not tomorrow because they're off tomorrow, but starting Thursday, shopping for cars, just include Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I don't think that's a lot to ask. We're not even saying don't go anywhere else. I hear people say that you don't want to go anywhere else. Go somewhere else if you want to. Go to another Chevy dealer. You know what you'll come back to, or you'll end up at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I firmly believe that. There's a reason that people like that experience, and they go back and they tell their friends and their relatives, their neighbors, their coworkers, you can't believe the deal I got and the way I was treated at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. So what happened about 15 years ago was a very good thing for this show, and we have to thank every single one of you who have made it clear that you're there because you're AM and the PM. And over the weekend, five of you did that, and you all bought new cars. Thank you. And whether you buy new or pre-owned, thank you. for letting them know at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, your AM and the PM. Of course, you can shop 24/7 at Londoff.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
Somebody got a haircut. Shave your head a little bit recently?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, Bill Cleveland is here, and he's here courtesy of Window World, as he is every day. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more. And the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Come on now, give it up. The last time this year you can show your appreciation for this guy. Bill Cleveland. Hear it? Can you hear it?
They're
end of the
fired
enthusiasm.
Up.
They are fired up, and yeah, that's their way of saying, "Hey, man, we hope you're around in 2020."
They want to go out on a high note, and you could tell
they did.
Yeah. One of them mouthed "Happy New Year, Bill."
They want to
what? What did you say?
They mouthed one of them. They didn't yell out or anything. They just mouthed
right.
"Happy
that's,
New Year,
thank
Bill."
Thank you, Dan. That was good. That was great. That was really good. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
you're welcome.
So much.
Bill, how are you?
I'm good, and I've decided just in the last few minutes that this I'm going to retire my headphones.
I have been using.
What doesn't matter?
Those are Walgreens. I don't know what those are. Walgreens headphones.
No,
these are
our
trip to Europe.
These are the free headphones we got on our trip, which I'm actually going to mention here in a moment.
Cheapskate.
It's not like we are listening to music or anything. It's just people talking. Who cares?
Would one ear go out?
Yeah, one ear's gone out.
So. Months ago.
Well, yeah.
Well, then
he's right.
Cheapskate.
But I just got to.
I can't do that, by the way, the one ear thing. It drives me nuts. It's like I'm out of balance or something.
Doesn't bother me. So every year I look forward to doing this. I write an article on my website at billontheroad.com and just sort of look back at the things that I have written about or places that I have visited over the last 12 months. And for me personally, it's just kind of a reflective thing and sort of just a habit. So we're, you know, years from now when I'm not doing this anymore to be able to look back and to see all the, you know, cool experiences that I've been able to have. But for people who are listening or people who read, it's actually a pretty good resource because I put links to everything that I talk about. And so if you scroll through and you see things, you're like, oh, wow, I'd kind of like to do that or that looks interesting. It's really easy. You can just click on them and it'll take you to information so you can plan some trips for yourself or some of the experiences that I'll mention here. So I'll just go through a few of these, and I know we have talked about every single thing that I'm going to mention here today, but so the first one, again, these are just experiences that I've had. One of them, for the first time this year, was riding an electric bike, and I had never done that before. I did it in South Walton, Florida, and this was, I don't know what to say, a life changer, but I will now, any opportunity that I have to take a tour or do anything on an electric bike, I will absolutely jump on it because they are a ton of fun. So check those out if you get the chance to do a tour. I went to a church and a bar this year in Gulf Shores, Alabama, at the world-famous Flora Bama in Gulf Shores, Alabama. That was pretty interesting. While I was in Gulf Shores, I did something else that I never in a million years thought that I would do. I went flying in a gyrocopter. And someone asked me if I would do it. Would you like to go up in a gyrocopter? And I just said yes. And then I had no idea what a gyrocopter was. So I'm really thankful that I did do it. It looks frightening, and I've shown the video that I did up in the gyrocopter to a lot of people. And I will ask them before, you know, I show them a picture and I'll say, would you do this? And they're like, hell no, I would never get up in that thing. But then after they see the video and they see how smooth it is and they see how it really operates, then people are more like, yeah, I would do that. Has anyone, but you've been in, Frank, you've been in a gyrocopter?
No, I've been in a powered parachute.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I don't trust gyrocopters.
Did you say you went to a church and a bar?
Yeah.
A church inside a bar.
The world famous Flora Bama yacht club, not yacht club, excuse me, the world famous Flora Bama bar. It's on the border of Florida.
So it's an actual bar that serves liquor, and they have a church service.
Yes, sir, every Sunday.
There you go. Now you get people to go to church.
Yes.
You can get your Jesus on and have a Jack and Coke on the way while you sit there and pray.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jesus likes drunk.
It was. They weren't
he loves
drunk.
Everybody.
They weren't drunk, but they were having fun. They were having fun, and they had a great big band and a really great speaker.
Back to the gyrocopter. I'm a helicopter pilot.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know that I completely trust them. I would do it. I'd want the guy to show me an auto rotation first. I want him to show me that he can set it down if the engine goes out.
And so I will just say the guy that the one question obviously is it a good pilot? And the guy was fantastic. And I don't know all the technical stuff like you would know, but this guy has flown airplanes and helicopters and this and that. He built this thing himself. And he was very smart and very safe. And that was the one thing that I learned
That's who you want to go up.
Well, I mean, and I know that sounds.
Well, I'd rather go for that guy than somebody who bought a home built by somebody else.
Absolutely. And this guy was
Jeez.
Yeah. No, I did. I said cheesy. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He did say cheese, Red.
Sorry. It is
cheese. That's right, Red Boy.
Cut me some slack. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you very much. All right. So a few other experiences. I'm fascinated with homes of famous people. It's not for everybody. I always get a kick out of just seeing like where people came from. Like, you know, especially the people who have just, you know, gone
like
on to
the
do.
The womb or something?
No, my gosh.
I'm fascinated seeing that.
This is the womb that Elvis came
out. My goodness.
Hello.
So this year I went to the homes of Martin Luther King Jr., Billy Graham in Charlotte, North Carolina, Andy Griffith, the Wright brothers, and Johnny Cash's ranch down in
Tennessee. Why they weren't home. They're dead. You went to their home.
I wasn't going to visit them.
Oh, okay.
See where they came from.
Is Johnny here?
I went to the original location of Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is in
Kentucky.
You might imagine Kentucky, town called Corbin.
Does
Kentucky.
Anybody here think that's the best chicken they've ever had?
No, Lee's chicken is the best.
Yeah, I never hear anybody say, oh, man, Kentucky Fried Chicken is the best. Nobody says that.
A lot of people...
People do say Lee's Chicken is the best. Though.
A lot of people in St. Louis swear on Dohack's Fried Chicken.
Lee's.
What's funny is that, you know, KFC used to always say all their secret ingredients.
11 herbs and spices.
And I used to work at a KFC, and I would see those bags of flour that we would hand bread each piece of chicken. And they had all the ingredients right there on the bag.
Or those weren't really the ingredients.
Yeah,
that was just food. Throw you off. Mess you up.
They had to be.
Yeah.
Wow. I will just say for anybody who, and if you're in your life and you have a dream and you haven't gone for it yet, Colonel Sanders, you know, old. Well, he was in his 60s.
Yeah.
That's when he started.
Right.
So it's not too late. Not too late.
And I have not had, and maybe it's wonderful, I've not had it in at least 10 years.
It's
not a
very
piece of
greasy,
it.
I think.
Well, that I like.
Chicken.
I like greasy. You know what I never did like? Their gravy. It's like,
whoa,
I don't know.
Whoa.
They have gravy.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
they have mashed potatoes. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you.
What did you say?
The mashed potatoes and gravy. It's delicious.
I think that is good news.
Here's how they make the gravy. You put in about 7 racks of chicken for the original recipe chicken. You put about 7 racks into this huge steamer that has this big door. It's got this big drop pan on the bottom of it, and all the fat and all the crap that oozes off the chicken as it's being baked.
My favorite part.
That's and it comes out. I mean, it is brown and it is nasty. They add flour to that. That's how they make the gravy.
Sounds good. That's how I like gravy.
How you make gravy.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Right. This was a place that I went to that you all seemed to really get a kick out of the name of the town while I was there. Blowing Rock, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that place now.
Yeah. Blowing Rock,
that's North the birthplace Carolina. Of Rock Hudson's boyfriend.
No. It is not, but I will say it is absolutely beautiful.
If you come across a place called Blowing Tim, will you text me?
Yes,
I want to go there.
Yeah. He's there in a minute.
He just walks in.
And Tim mentioned Rack a few moments ago. I met Dolly Parton this year. So throw that
That's a good segue.
Nice little segue in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And I was volunteered to participate in the Dixie Stampede show.
Ooh.
I went on stage. You can't. By the way, it's not Dixie Stampede anymore. It's just Stampede.
Oh yeah, Dixie's now a horrible word.
You can't say that. They took the Dixie. Oh
no, that means the South. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's racist. That you can't say Dixie.
Politically correct. You can't do that.
What about Dixie Cups? Do they have to change that?
I'm sure. Maybe what about the Dixie Chicks?
You don't hear from them anymore.
Yes. Segway. You like electric bikes? Have you ridden a Segway?
I have.
They're a blast.
Oh yes. Man.
They are really fun.
And I remember when those were supposed to be everywhere. Remember everybody was...
And the reason they're not, they're $5,000. They're still $5,000.
Now you only see police officers in Lambert Airport just zipping around on them.
All cops.
Yeah.
All cops will be, yeah.
All cops. A couple more here. I went to, so this was kind of neat. So there's a place in Kentucky, Cumberland Falls State Park that I went to this year, and I learned about something called a moon bow. Do you know what a moon bow is?
You probably told us.
This only happens a few places around the world, I guess. No, it's a rainbow that is produced by moonlight.
Dan, did you notice no one laughed when you said that? Dan said, what, a bow for your butt, moon bow? Nobody laughed. Did you notice that?
I laughed on the inside.
Yeah.
I tried to keep going. I just keep thinking about Moon River.
I got a text from great
Joe, man. The great Joe.
Remember when Chevy Chase sang that when they would give him the colonoscopy in Fletch?
Moon River.
No, Dan. It is a rainbow produced by moonlight.
Yeah, and Dan.
So it happens in Cumberland Falls State Park. I think that's the closest place you can see it.
Everything's not about Uranus.
That is true. It's true. Slept on a tugboat this year in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, you did.
I will mention, speaking of boats, we went to Europe. Which, did you guys remember that? We went to Europe this
year? Bill found out why they're called tugboats when he woke up in the middle of the night and the captain was standing by his bed.
I had the door locked.
I'm actually kind of shocked. You guys never talk about your Europe trip.
You
talked about
it
for maybe a couple of days when you got back, and then nobody ever mentions it.
Well, because it makes people feel bad who couldn't go.
It was awesome.
Like bragging.
I will say, so there were a lot of things that I learned, a lot of things that I took away, but the one, for whatever reason, the one thing that stuck in my mind was when we were in Amsterdam, and not the red light district, but was the fact that there are more than 600,000 registered bicycles.
More than 800,000.
Oh, it's 800?
Over 800,000 registered bicycles. Everybody rides a bike.
Better change that number. Yeah. But I just know it was a lot, and they were everywhere.
And the cars would stop for you when you're crossing the street, but bikes won't.
No, bikes have the right of way.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last thing that I'll mention is one thing that I did here in St. Louis that I had never done before. Right here in Forest Park, I went on a pedal boat. In Forest Park,
right.
And I will tell you, and there's a video, you can look at it on the website if you've never done it. I always thought, it looks so easy. People are out there screwing around with their families. That was incredibly difficult, at least to do on my own. I thought I was going to die out there, but BillOnTheRoad.com, you can check that out and then see all the videos and the links to all the stuff that I did in 2019. And I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
That group is already celebrating. You can hear it in their applause.
Get a little merry.
After that little segment, I wonder if that's the gnat sound of Bill and the captain in the room there.
Gnat sound?
It's all the smacking.
Smacking.
Let him feel what Dan feels on a regular basis.
Okay.
Bill Clavlin,
I'm laughing on the inside.
Courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more. I don't ever want to forget the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldst.louis.com. All of the networks and the magazines do this. Here are the people we've lost in 2019. I'm going to mention one. No. What are you doing?
Getting the sad violin music.
No, don't do that. No, I don't want to make it.
In memoriam.
No. I'm just doing one name. Because they all have these lists, and I'm just going to mention one person, because this is a person that we lost this last year that was a tremendous part of the show for several years, Terry Daly. Terry Daly died this past year. And all I'm going to say is this, he to this day is the single funniest human being that I have ever personally known. I've seen funny people on stage, but personally known, I've never known anybody. Dan, you would agree. He's just naturally was the funniest person I was ever around.
Very funny and a very warped.
Complicated, warped, difficult, but flat out naturally funny.
Yeah.
So R.I.P. Rest in peace, Terry Daly. I want to say hello to Officer Matt McClanahan. I met him Christmas Day. Took some goodies to the Wildwood Police Department, and Officer McClanahan took the food from me and said, I'll take it in. And I stood there and said, I will watch you take it in, officer, so that you don't take it home and eat it all yourself. And he did take it in. It came out empty-handed. Also, I want to say hello to Captain Stephen Sack. Yesterday, I met him. He's the head of the Emergency Operations Center for the St. Louis County Police. Folks, I went in their hub of all the 911 calls. This place is looks like Cape Kennedy or NASA. It's unbelievable. I mean, you have Bill, you can do a segment on the emergency operations center.
You just show up and say hello?
No, but I will give you somebody to call, and they'll take you there. You will not even believe what we never get to see when people call 911. This hub, this center of all this activity. So, Captain Sack, thank you for the tour. It was a pleasure yesterday. Now, to you folks who send Christmas cards, I have a suggestion for next year. No glitter on the card. That junk, you open the card, and it gets on you, and you can't get it off. You, for 2 days, you're picking pieces of glitter, flicking it out of your hair on your body or your clothes or something. I can't stand that glitter. Don't do the glitter card.
And strippers wear it too. And you can't come home from a strip bar without that glitter.
That's
on
right.
You. And
they, you get a card, your wife will think you went to a strip
club.
You're
going to lose clients if you keep wearing that glitter.
That's right. No glitter. No glitter on the cards. Please. Thank you. Tim mentioned in the news some Illinois laws that go into effect the first of the year. Here's one of the really bad ones. You folks in Illinois starting, not tomorrow because car dealers aren't open tomorrow and the Department of Revenue is not open, but starting in 2020, they put a cap on your sales tax trade-in value of $10,000. Here's what that means. If you bought a car up to now, and thank goodness in Missouri, we don't have this stupid law. If you bought a car that traded in a car and your car is worth $20,000 and you buy a $40,000 car, you only paid sales tax on the difference. Not anymore. In Illinois, they cap it at 10. So if you buy a $40,000 car and your car is worth 20, you're paying tax on 30. That is bad.
Wow.
Now it could be worse. There are states, California is one, you get no tax credit. So in other words, you paid sales tax on your trade-in. They don't give you any allowance. You pay the full-blown sales tax of $40,000.
Wow.
So folks in Illinois, and here's the bad news, you can't cross the river and go to Johnny Londoff and get around it either. They've made sure certain you can't do that.
Wow.
So 10 grand, that's your cap. So I would say over there, try to trade in a car worth only 10,000 or less, because anything over, you don't get sales tax. You're paying double sales tax for everything over 10 in the value of the car. So Happy New Year, Illinois.
You know what else they're thinking about doing, and you've talked about this subject several times, is it's actually in the House legislation of the Illinois state right now, where they're thinking about getting rid of daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Fine. I saw that, yeah.
Well, it's going to cause a lot of havoc for people that, work on one side of the river. I think it's havoc.
But Missouri also said they tried to do that, but they said, well, we won't do it unless neighboring
states. Well, hold on. I don't want to get rid of it. I want to keep it all the time, daylight savings time.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I'm sorry. I'm not a favor getting rid of it. I think it should always be daylight.
They were saying keep it daylight savings time all the time.
But keep it the same time all the year round.
Yeah. Right.
And not moving forward or moving back.
Yeah. Well, keep it where we have more daylight late in the day.
I went to Santa Claus, Indiana and stayed 20 minutes down the road, which is in the Eastern time zone. So it was when we left the holiday world and we thought, oh, the pool's open till 10 o'clock. We'll go swimming. We got to the hotel and the pool was already closed.
It's havoc.
Okay. We have a quiet internal controversy. Limey says it's havoc. And Tim says it's havoc. Well,
Have you ever heard anybody say havoc?
No, I haven't.
Right then. Thank you. It's havoc.
Okay. I guess you're right and the internet's wrong.
Yep.
Well, hang on here.
What does the internet say?
He
was wreaking
havoc. What site on these? Is it Webster? Who is it? Who's given the pronunciation?
Dictionary.com. Yeah.
Well, let's hear it then. Where's the pronunciation of it? Like, let's hear it.
First of all, you mispronounced pronunciation. You mispronounced
pronunciation.
No, it's pronunciation.
Or is it enunciate?
Brit.
What is that?
Limey, I'm surprised you don't pronounce it havoc or.
So is the preferred havoc?
It's havoc.
No, it's not.
It's not a. Who cares?
I'm going to bring in audio proof to the show on Thursday.
Okay, we look forward to that. That's it.
We shall bet $1.
We're looking forward.
Okay.
To that.
All right. I'm going to find an English.
Okay, so bring a dollar. Yesterday, a friend of mine took me to see this place, and I actually do believe it exists because I believe pet owners spend a lot of money on their pets. Dan, you have a dog.
Yes.
There is a place I'm not going to mention the name of it. It's like a little country club membership place. These people pay $50 a month to walk their dogs there. That's it. And there's a sign that says little dogs under 30 pounds to the left, big dogs over 30 to the right. And you go through a fence, and there's some little obstacle courses and tunnels, and you just walk your dog and then take the dog back home. Oh, it's not God. A kennel. It's not a vet. It's just a place.
Not a dog park.
I'd like to make an announcement. My house, I'm on 4 acres, 40 a month, and you sign a 3-year deal, bring your dog, walk it through the woods, 40 a month.
Well, that's
3-year contract.
You always said if you're going to go into business, do something for women.
I say four things.
And concentrate on women.
Not women. Four things. Pets.
Yeah.
People don't care what they spend on their pets, and that's okay. Babies, because grandparents will buy anything for that grandkid. Money's no object. Weddings, people go nuts spending money, and funerals. Yeah. Those are the four. And if I had my life to live over again in my 20s, I'd go in one of those four businesses because people, they don't seem to care what it costs. They just don't. They're not scrimping and price shopping. If grandparents are in a store and Jimmy would love that. They just get it. They do. What else? Oh, cafeterias. Whatever happened to them? I love cafeteria. Remember Mrs. Hullings? Remember Garavelli's?
They used to have Pope's.
Branding Iron in Clayton.
They had Pope's here. And the one cafeteria that I thought had the worst name was Groans.
Okay. What happened to it?
I don't
know. How did that die?
I don't know.
Well, you take your tray and you go, I'll take some of that and I'll have some of that. And it was usually good.
Yeah.
How does that, something like that, disappear, I wonder? I don't even know why I thought of that. Let me get the ladies. Ladies, get in here. Ladies, get in here, please.
Sorry.
Ladies. Thank you.
Ooh, that's nice.
Havoc. There it is again.
There is a professional hockey team, and they pronounce themselves the Huntsville Havoc. I'm telling you.
Havoc.
Probably Canadian. Yeah,
thank you.
That's not clearly accentuated on the first half of the word.
You know what? All right, kids.
Havoc.
All right, last one.
Havoc.
I was going to tell a great drunk joke, but you know what? On New Year's Eve, even though it's a joke, don't get drunk tonight and drive a car, folks. Come on, you ruin your whole life. You kill somebody and maybe ruin your life in the process. So I'm going to tell, I got another request for a joke. And it's these three guys, they're friends, and they travel together, and they go to Saudi Arabia. And they just wander into a tent sort of by mistake, and there's a harem, like 100 women in there. And they're gorgeous. And so they start chatting it up with these women, and in walks the sheik. And, buddy, he's not happy. Who are you? And they go, we're American tourists. He goes, well, you're also in huge trouble. You just violated. And he starts spitting out all these laws. This is my harem. These are my women. No men are allowed to speak to them. You have broken all kinds of laws, and you will be punished and punished severely. And they grab the first guy and pull him to the side and go, what do you do for a living back in the United States? He said, I'm a police officer. He goes, okay, we're going to shoot your penis off. And they do. They shoot his penis off. The sheik has his men shoot his penis. He goes, you, what do you do? He goes, I'm a firefighter. They burn his penis off.
It's a bit harsh.
The third guy steps in. What do you do? He goes, I'm a lollipop salesman.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Joe Sonderman.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. We just have one incident right now. Northbound I-170 at Airport Road. The off-ramp is partly closed due to a crash. Everything else looks pretty light. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
It's time for your winter garage door maintenance with Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Their 26-point operation and safety inspection is only $89.95. One price for up to three garage doors and openers. This month, $10 from every maintenance goes to St. Baldrick's Foundation to help conquer childhood cancer. Join Overhead Door Company in the fight. Schedule your winter maintenance at OverheadDoorSt.Louis.com or call 314-781-5200. Overhead Door, trusted in St. Louis since 1926.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell them Frank Cusimano sent you.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
All right. One thing that won't change, I don't think, in 2020 is this segment where we go to Dallas, Texas and check in with Mike Evans. Brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. If you missed it earlier, go back to the podcast and listen to Tim talk about that, like a roasted
prime rib roast
at the Smokehouse Market. Chesterfield Valley, east of most of all that other stuff, and closed only on Mondays. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. I don't know. I'll get Mr. Sainer to give me the number of gift cards they sold this year. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gift cards, and not just for the holidays. They sell them all year, so think about that. Remember that. It's a great idea for anybody. Annie Guns Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, now proudly present for the last time this year, Mike Evans.
Oh, he's got him.
He didn't have it.
You thought anyway, and if he's not there, it just makes Dan look bad. See, that's what you do. Hey, Homer. What's up?
How you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, homie. What are you doing for the holiday, homie?
Watching Dolomite Is My Name and going to bed.
Dolomite.
That's it. I don't do New Year's Eve.
I don't either. Greg, we just got back from having a little seafood at a local place, and that's it. I like Dolomite. It's nasty, though. A lot of cussing, a lot of vulgar language.
I expect that. It's Eddie Murphy.
It is. Happy New Year's, everybody. Our pop quiz question today, over 2,000 United States citizens, new U.S. citizens, were asked what shocked them the most about America. Their four answers were the friendliness of Americans, that everything was bigger, especially streets. Customer service in stores was better, and the number of television commercials on American TV. But which one was number one, the most shocking thing to new U.S. citizens? According to Hollywood Reporter, these are the five worst movies of 2019. Two of them star John Travolta. Another star Matthew McConaughey. Another one starred Sylvester Stallone.
By the way, that doesn't sound anything like him. I talked to him this morning, and I said, have you ever heard Mike Evans do your voice, and do you like it, and does it even sound like you? Here's what he said just this morning.
Yeah, I heard him. You know, I don't know. I don't think he does. He doesn't sound like me. I don't go...
There he is. Nice Stallone.
I said, hey, Paul.
You know what? To hell with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, he would not like that.
I beat the shit.
I'll get my brother Frank on you.
Shut up! The five worst films. Number five, Rambo, Last Blood.
Oh.
Number four, Serenity Now, starring Matthew McConaughey. Number three, Cats. Number two, The Fanatic. Number one, Trading Paint, both starring John Travolta. horrible movies. TV news, get ready for the funniest TV show in years. It's coming to Comedy Central. Awkwafina is Nora, growing up in Queens. Awkwafina's real name is Nora Lamb, and it is her story growing up with a very tightly wound, very odd dad, grandmother, and cousins. Coming January 22nd, Nora growing up in Queens on the Comedy Central channel, January 22nd, 4 stars. Word is Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah.
Will be a judge on the 2020 season of America's Got Talent.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
It's time to retire that show.
Yeah, no kidding. Give it up.
Party time. One of the biggest New Year's Eve parties is in Aspen, Colorado, at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's house. Guests every year include daughter Kate Hudson, Jack Nicholson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Paris Hilton, Anna White, and Robert Redford.
What is this? What is this show again with all those people?
No, they have a party.
New Year's Eve party tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack Nicholson throws a big one. I talked to him this morning. I said, Jack, you got a big party planned? Here's what he said.
Hell no, I'm going to, who the hell is the house I'm going to?
Goldie Hawn's.
Goldie Hawn's house.
Gee, great Jack Nicholson, a good friend of the show. Thank you, Jack.
They'll get more live than that.
No, you bet.
Odds and ends, jailbird updates, murderer. Scott Peterson has a gambling business going in prison. Bets are limited to mainly commissary goods, cigarettes, and dope. Scott Peterson. Murderer. Phil Spector is arranging a New Year's Eve inmate concert tonight.
All right.
And he, yeah.
Playing the flute?
For the convicts.
Playing the skin flute. The skin flute orchestra.
All right. That'll do. That'll do.
The only instrument in the whole orchestra, all skin flutes.
Yeah. Bill Cosby spent last Friday watching the Temple Owls get beat by North Carolina. Of course, he went to Temple.
Well, hold on. He couldn't watch it. He's blind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
What are you talking about? He's blind as a bat. He can't.
TV by Braille.
Yeah.
He got his sight back.
He watched
the game.
It with by
yeah.
Braille.
Yeah.
TV. Sad holiday note. Really sad. My partner at K Rock in Los Angeles when I did mornings, Raimondo, he died Christmas Eve.
Hmm. Well, he couldn't really have been very old because you're a young guy.
Uh huh. It was really sad. I mean,
yeah, I know. I've lost some radio people the last year or so. 50 seconds.
Radio legend Don Imus died as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally on the broadcast, last time of the year.
Last time of this decade.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the answers, top four answers. New citizens of the United States, they were shocked the most by U.S. friendliness of Americans, everything bigger, including streets, customer service, and stores, or the number of TV commercials on television.
I'm going to go with commercials.
Bigger.
Commercials. Friendliness.
Number four, customer care at stores. Number three, number of TV commercials. Yes. Number two, everything bigger, even
yes.
streets. Number one,
yes.
friendliness in
yes.
the United States of America.
I'm the winner. I'm the winner. Friendliness. Wow. See, we're very friendly here. In
Damn
country.
Right we are.
Thank you so much for being with us all of this year. We will be back here Thursday. We're off tomorrow. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great New Year's Eve, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Five bowl games in college football for this New Year's Eve in about a half an hour. The Alamo Bowl with 11th-ranked Utah against Texas. The Liberty Bowl has just gone to 23rd-ranked Navy on a short field goal with 2 seconds left, 20-17 over Kansas State. The Sun Bowl was won by Arizona State, 20-14 over Florida State. ASU's offense did not score a touchdown, but won the game. Christian Zendejas 4-for-4 on field goals. In Charlotte, Kentucky took the lead on a touchdown pass with 15 seconds left and edged Virginia Tech 37-30. Currently at the Arizona Bowl, Wyoming 31-17 in the lead over Georgia State in the third quarter. Plenty more tomorrow, January 1st. The Browns parted ways with general manager John Dorsey. Jacksonville is keeping coach Doug Marone and the GM there. The Dolphins hired Chan Gailey as offensive coordinator. The Lions fired 6 assistants. I'm Steve DeSager.
We are Fox Sports.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy.